Good evening, venerable distinguished guests, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the talk, Finding Meaning in Uncertainty Tonight. 尊敬的法师，各位来宾，大家好，欢迎大家来临这一晚在无常中找寻意义的这个讲座。 Let's put our hands together and welcome our speaker tonight, Ajahn Brahm. 请大家恭请阿姜布拉姆法师进场。 And next to Ajahn Brahm is our translator tonight, Dr. Eliza Lau. 在阿姜布拉姆法师的旁边，就是今晚为我们作出即时粤语传译的刘敏仪博士。 On behalf of the Bodhayana International Foundation, I would like to express our sincere thanks to the Mama Charitable Foundation for generously sponsoring tonight's event. 在这里我紧代表各自国际基金会衷心地感谢广正森严慈善基金慷慨地赞助今晚这个活动。 在我们的活动开始之前，我想有请我们的特别嘉宾李卓芬教授为我们颁送一个纪念品给梁家齐先生。Before the talk start, may I invite Professor C.F. Lee, who is also the honorary advisor of the Bodhayana International Foundation, to present a gift to the Mama Charitable Foundation, Mr. Leung Kar Chai. Our speaker tonight, Ajahn Brahm, doesn't really need any introduction. But still, please bear with me and allow me to give you a few important facts about him. Ajahn Brahm studied theoretical physics in the University of Cambridge and graduated with first class honors. A year after, he picked up study again, and this time he studied how to become a monk. He received training from the late Ajahn Chah in the forest of Thailand. He was ordained at the age of 23 and has been spreading the Dharma ever since. Among his many, many roles, Ajahn Brahm is the spiritual director of the Buddhist Society of Western Australia and the spiritual advisor of the Bodhayana International Foundation of Hong Kong. As a very popular speaker, Ajahn Brahm has delivered talk in corporate headquarters of Google, Facebook, as well as the United Nations. He is also a very prolific writer. His bestsellers include Good, Bad, Who Knows, Mindfulness, Bliss, and Beyond, Opening the Door of Your Heart, Bear Awareness. His latest publication in 2019 is called Falling is Flying, The Dharma of Facing Adversity. 我们今晚的讲者阿姜布拉姆真的不需要多作介绍的，但请大家在这里都容许我为法师做一个简介。阿姜布拉姆 原名彼得贝茨，在英国的剑桥大学那里攻读理论物理学，并且以一级 榮譽的成績畢業。畢業一年之後，他又再度成為學生，而今次他就是學習怎樣做一個真人。他跟隨已故南傳大師阿姜茶在泰國的森林修行，23歲出家，一直弘法到現在。眾所周知，阿姜布拉姆法師公務繁重，值得一提的就是他分別是西澳洲佛教中心和香港各自國際基金會的精神領袖，為會務提出重大方向和寶貴意見。阿姜布拉姆法師亦都是一位非常多產的作家，他的著作包括有《Good, Bad, Who Knows》、《Mindfulness, Bliss and Beyond》、《Opening the Door of Your Heart》、《Bear Awareness》。而法師2019最新的著作就叫做《Falling is Flying》、《The Dharma of Facing Adversity》。Thanks to Dr. Eliza Lau, we are able to provide Cantonese translation tonight. 非常之感謝劉敏儀博士為我哋今晚嘅講座提供即時嘅粵語傳譯。Without further delay, let's put our hands together again to welcome Ajahn Brahm and be inspired by his talk, Finding Meaning in Adversity. 事不宜遲，我哋恭請阿姜布拉姆法師為我哋開示，教我哋點樣喺無常之中找到真理。
And, thank you for the Venerable Sangha here, for the distinguished guests this evening. And it's again an honor to be here to share all that I have learnt as a way of repaying my debts.
非常之開心，好多謝各位法師、各位嘉賓。今次係我嘅榮幸喺呢度同大家再分享我所學嘅，亦都係為咗我嘅，我要還一啲債。
Many, many people have looked after me, especially my parents and my teachers, and this is my way of saying thank you to share anything which is good and useful with others.As a way of remembering every sacrifice which people have given to me.
有好多人曾經係照顧過我、愛過我，包括我嘅父母啦、我嘅老師啦等等等等。我唯一嘅方法可以去回答、報答佢哋嘅，就係做啲好嘅嘢，做啲對人有幫助嘅嘢，咁樣先可以報答到佢哋對我嘅犧牲同埋佢哋俾我、給予我嘅一切。
We do live in uncertain times.Sorry, she's still writing. We still live in uncertain times.
我哋仍然係生活喺一個非常之咁穩定嘅一個時光裏邊。
We've always lived in uncertain times.
其實我哋不嬲都係喺一啲唔係好肯定嘅時間裏邊生存著嘅。
In fact, if there was certainty.It would be like reading a novel and going to the last page before you enjoy all of the drama in between.
其實如果真係一切都可以好肯定嘅話，就等於我哋睇一本小説，你唔理中間發生乜嘢，即刻去睇第尾嗰一頁，知道個結果係點樣，而唔理中間所經過嘅一切非常之精彩嘅部分。
Uncertainty is where.We can learn and grow and make our future.
所謂的不肯定或者無常呢，亦都是我哋讓我哋能夠成長啦，同埋讓我哋能夠學習嘅機會嚟噶。
If the future was determined, if there was nothing we can do about it, then of course, what would be the meaning of life?
如果我哋嘅未來就係我哋咩都唔可以做嘅話，咁生命嘅意義到底喺邊度呢
？My first story was a tale told to me by a teacher who had served in the British Army during the Second World War in Burma.
我第一個要跟大家分享的故事呢，就是有關我一位老師啦。他呢是在一個軍人裏面，軍隊裏面的，就是參與在第二次世界大戰，在這個緬甸的。
He was not a professional soldier. He joined up because everybody had to join up at that time.
他並不是一個職業的軍人，但是在那陣時，每一個男性都要去做的呢，那他就沒有選擇要去入去當兵了。
And he was sent to the jungles of Burma to fight the enemy.
那他要在這個緬甸那裡，他是要入那些森林那裡，是跟這個敵人是對抗的。
And one day, he was on patrol in the jungles when the scout came back to tell them the terrible, scary news.
有一天，他在森林裡在搜查的時候，他其中的隊伍的軍人就來跟他說一些非常恐怖的消息。
The British soldiers, only about six or seven of them, had stumbled in to the center of a huge number of Japanese troops, heavily armed, dangerous, totally outnumbered and surrounded.
原來咧有六七個英國嘅軍人咧，係俾一大堆嘅日本軍咧係圍困咗嘅，係喺一個非常之危急嘅情況底下嘅。
And I have heard that when people face such dire life and death situations, some of the strongest people they crumble, others stand up and be strong.
有很多這些我曾經聽過，有很多面對這些這麼困難，這些面對生死的狀況底下，有些人是可以立刻倒了，有些人是會突然間會起身的。
And this friend, he said he was going to be the hero. He was going to fight. It didn't matter that the odds were against him. This was before the daysof Die Hard.
這位軍人呢，他就說了，他說我是一個英雄，無論困難多麼困難都好，多麼艱辛都好，我一定會去戰勝他，就是在 Die Hard 那套movie, right?
movie, yeah.
這套電影之前。
I only know that because the star Bruce Willis looks like me.
他說其中那個電影的明星呢，有點像法師的樣
子。Well,So, he decided to try the odds to see if he can break through and save everybody. But the captain, who was a commander of this small number of troops, said, No, I order you not to fight.
就當呢個軍官充滿咗勇氣咁樣，要不顧一切去突破呢個困境嘅同時咧，佢有一個佢嘅隊長，個隊長咧就係一個管理一個小嘅營隊嘅個隊長嚟嘅。隊長就話：唔得，我而家命令你要唔好打。
Instead, the captain ordered. Please remember, this was British Army. He said, "I order you all to sit down in the middle of the jungle."And have a cup of tea.
唔好忘記呢班係英國軍人。咁嗰個隊長就話：我而家命令你停止打鬥一切，就留喺嗰個森林裏邊飲杯茶啦。
So I was English. That's why I became a student of Ajahn Chah.
我是一個英國人，所以咧我就成為阿姜茶嘅學生，因為佢都係喺森林噶嘛。
But as they were sitting down having a cup of tea in the middle of the jungle in Burma, surrounded by enemy troops at war, he thought this was the craziest thing he could ever do.
當他在這裡靜靜地坐在個森林當中喝著他的杯茶的時候，他發覺原來周圍已經充滿了所有的軍隊和所有的戰火在這裡，他覺得他做的這件事就是世界上最巔峰的一件事來的。
But while they were having their tea, the scout investigated and came back and said,Put all of your tea utensils away. The enemy has moved. I can find a way out.
就是在這個時候，那些巡邏隊伍就回來告訴他們聽，麻煩你收起你的茶和茶杯，我發覺原來那班的軍隊已經搬去不同的地點了。
And of course, they all crawled quietly through the gap.Between the surrounding enemy forces, they all escaped without injury, which is why he could tell me the story.
於是乎這個法師的朋友和其他的軍人就靜靜地這樣爬行，在眾軍隊看不到的地方，秘密的通道裡面就爬行，就逃脫了那個困境，所以他不會就可以告訴法師聽這個故事，因為他是生存的。
This is an example of how to deal with very scary, uncertain life and death moments in your life.
這個是一個例子，就是怎樣去面對在生命裏面生死之間非常危急的情況，應該怎樣做。
Sit down and have a cup of tea.
坐下喝杯茶吧。
And wait. Uncertainty works in both directions. Uncertainty can cause you fear.Where you act with stupidity and hurt yourself or others, or uncertainty can show you that things move, nothing is ever stable, and you wait for your opportunity and be ready to take it.
於是乎，這個學習到的東西就是我們就在這裡等，因為所有的所謂的不肯定的狀況其實是兩邊走的，如果我們用一種恐懼的態度去處理它，是非常之愚蠢的，只會增加我們的恐懼。但是如果我們是按兵不動，反而是在這裡觀察它的無常的轉變的話，在這裡等待，可能我們會等到一個好的機會，讓我們有足夠的能力去解決當時的問題的。
Uncertainty is the same as opportunity.
其實所謂的不穩定的狀態呢，就是等於機會，是一樣的意思的。
But when there's nothing to do, we learn to do nothing.
當沒有事可以做的時候，我們就學習了不去做任何事。
And when there's something to do, we're ready to do everything.
當有些事是可以做的時候，我們就準備好一切可以去做了。
Because life has got no map. It has got no directions of where you can go and what will ever happen to you.
因為生命就沒有一個藍圖的，我們不知道應該向哪裡走，走去哪個方向，什麼會發生在我們的生命當中。
Sometimes I see fortune teller.My advice is never trust a poor fortune teller. If they can't tell their own fortune, how can you trust they can tell yours?
有時我會見到一些所謂的算命先生啦，咁英文係 fortune teller。咁啊，法師嘅建議就係千祈咧唔好相信嗰啲窮嘅 fortune teller， 即係嗰啲窮嘅窮鬼嘅算命先生。如果佢哋係有算命能力嘅話，點會搞到自己咁窮咧
？But people they want certainty so much that they come, especially to sifus who are got powers.
很多人就太好想知道有些好想肯定一些事的時候，他就在這裡看看哪一個夠傻聽他話了。
So, One person came to my master Ajahn Chah, my Sifu. He was going into Thai army and he wanted to know whether he would survive and be safe.
於是乎有一個人是曾經向他的師父阿姜查是請問的，就是說他將要入去這個泰國的軍隊了，他會不會死呢？
So he asked Ajahn Chah, can you please read the lines on my palm?
請你可不可以看看我的掌紋，看看我的生死如何呢，入到這個軍隊之後。
And after a little bit of argument, because monks aren't supposed to do that, Ajahn Chah said, okay, I make exception. I will read the lines on your hand.
其實呢，僧人呢，是不應該幫人家做這些事的。咁大家傾過一餐之後呢，咁阿姜查法師就說，好啦好啦，我給一個例外你啦，好啦，我現在就看看你的掌紋啦。
So Ajahn Chah put his finger on this man's hand, and then he stopped. Ooh. And then he went further. Ooh. And then, Can you translate that into Cantonese?
咁於是乎咧，阿姜查法師咧就攞咗嗰個人嘅手掌紋啦，用個手指咧就跟住佢嘅掌紋就第一句，跟住就啊，跟住就哦咁。
Oh, very good translation. And when Ajahn Chah was finished, he said, I am a very advanced monk. I never make mistakes. And the man said, yes, yes, yes.
咁睇完之後，阿姜查法師就話：我係一個非常之高嘅一個高僧嚟㗎，我係唔會錯㗎。咁嗰個年輕人就話：係啊係啊，我知啊我知啊。
So when I tell you your future, you know it's not going to be wrong.
所以我告訴你聽，你的將來呢，我不會錯的。
The man was so excited, he couldn't wait. Yes, come on, get on with it. What's my future going to be?
那個年輕人就好咁興奮啦，係啊，唔該你快啲講啦，我的將來會係點咧？法師請你講啦。
And my sifu, my master said, Sir, your future is uncertain.
先生，你的將來是不肯定的。
And Ajahn Chah was not wrong. He got it right.
但阿姜查冇錯喎，佢全對嘅噃。
But what that means with uncertainty, we don't get afraid of uncertainty, which is a problem in many countries in our modern world.
所謂嘅唔肯定或者不穩定或者係無常咧，嘅意思就係其實係要我哋咧唔好去害怕佢。咁但係咧呢個害怕嘅無常或者唔穩定咧，其實成為咗我哋好多嘅地方啦、好多國家啦嘅好多人嘅一啲嘅問題嚟嘅。
What uncertainty does, it means no matter what situation you find yourself in now, there is always some place, somewhere.Where you can make something wonderful out of this uncertainty. How we make use of what we have to create a wonderful family, a better world.
其實所謂的無常或者不肯定呢，其實是很多的機會來的，讓我們可以看到在不同的地方，在不同的時刻呢，我們可以怎樣去運用那些這樣的機會呢，讓我們的生命會更好，讓我們的家庭會更好的。
It is one of those sayings which I have in meditation. Now, this moment is where the future is being made.
很多時候我在禅修裏面會這樣說，當下現在就是將來製造的地方。
Standing in this moment, if you look upon the future with fear, with hopelessness, with anger, you are making a negative future for yourself and others.
如果你在当下这一刻，你就用一种的恐惧，用一种的愤怒，用一种无希望去望着将来，你将会为自己制造一个同样的将来，为你自己，亦都为你身边的人。
I was brought up in UK. In the winter time, you look out into the fields, into the countryside, and all you saw was dead. The trees had no leaves. The animals were hibernating, and there was nothing alive in nature.
我在英國長大，在冬天的時候，我望出去窗口咧，就一片咧係睇到呢個田野同埋呢一個郊外嘅地方咧，係一片咧係死寂嘅狀態嘅，樹係冇樹葉嘅，動物又已經冬眠緊，咁所以咧好似冇乜生命喺度俾我可以睇得到一樣。
But I knew from experience that under that snow-covered ground.Under the earth hardened by the ice, there were seeds. In the burrows under the earth were the animals sleeping, ready for the warm weather to come out. And it was one of those times of year to look forward to, spring, when the ground thawed.When the economy warmed up, when buds started to grow, and they became something to look forward to, something you knew was going to happen. The grass, the flowers, the trees bloomed, and the birds and the animals came out to play, to dance in the renewal.Which always happened.
在我的經驗之中，雖然是在這個，我看到呢，在一些鋪滿雪的地下下面，在地，這個泥土被雪變得很硬的時候，同時其實在下面呢是有種子的。雖然所有的動物都在冬眠緊，但是它們在這裡準備緊儲夠這個溫暖，來到再在可以望指望的春天來臨的時候呢，是增回复他们的很充满了生命力的状态的。在春天来的时候，我看到所有 的花粒开始开，我看到我们的经济可以开始发展。其实一个冬天是让我们能够可以有个心去准备一个温暖的和睦的春天的来临。我看到花朵开，我看到树的增加，我看到小鸟，我看到一切东西都非常之有生命力，就是在春天里面他们一起在玩，一起在起舞，一起在重生这个景象。
Opportunities keep coming. Life keeps turning. There is always a renewal of hope, something we can do. Maybe I've been alive for too long. I've seen this many times, that in jungles and also in temperate climes,Things are always changing, but some people look and think that the old ways have gone, and they think there's no hope for us now. There is always a regeneration, a reseeding of our communities, of our hopes, of our lives. You see this, and so it gives you the sense that this too will pass.
生命就是这样一路这样在流转的，不断地我们会再重一次又一次再遇见我们的希望，看到新的生命的重展的。可能我在这个世界上真的活得很久，在我经验里面我见过很多很多的这个状况，譬如在森林里面看到树叶的凋谢，也都看到树的繁的非常之茂盛的生长一样。很多人就是只是望着一些负面的东西，一些凋谢，一些没有希望的状态，就下一个判断，其实在背后是充满了希望的，充满了我们可以做的事的。所以的话，我们在这里就是说，一切的事，无论是凋谢也好，死亡也好，都会过去的。
There are times When you feel there's no hope, no future, we get afraid and overreact. But we all know that times do change. But we always want to hasten change. And there are times when everything is going well in our business, in our family, in our community, and in our health. But then there are times when unexpectedly the doctor said the biopsy was positive and you have cancer. That the economy is going badly. That social harmony is lessening. There are times when we get afraid, but what should we do?
很多時候我們對於所謂沒有希望，對於一個很灰暗的將來呢，都是過分的反應的，因為我們很害怕這個轉變。不單止這樣，我們就很想這個轉變很快很快會發生這樣。當其實有很多狀況呢，我們一切都非常之順境的，譬如我們的家庭很順境，我們的生意很順境，我們的社團一片和諧等等。但是也都有一些時候，當我們去看醫生的時候，醫生告訴我們，不好意思，發覺你真的有癌病了。又或者當我們的經濟開始轉衰弱的時候，又或者我們的社會的和諧不能夠得到這個平衡的時候，我們就充滿了這個恐懼。在那個時候我們應該怎麼做呢？
In Australia, there's a group which I look after for over 30 years. It's a cancer group, a huge organisation sponsored by the government.Well, I'm one of their patrons. I don't give them any money, but I give them lots of my time.
在澳洲有一個非常大的一個癌症的一個支持的一個團體，是一個政府是支持政府給的一個團體來的。當然我在裡面我是一個導師，當我的支持當然不是以這個金錢，而是我是給我的經驗跟大家分享的，在這個支持的會裡面。
When I first went there, after my talk,In question time, a middle-aged lady put up her hand and told me that she had been through the pain and trauma of breast cancer. She was now in remission, but she was so afraid. She asked me, what would happen if the cancer came back? I don't think I can stand anotherThat bout of treatment. I'm so afraid. Please help.
有一次法師去俾講座嘅時候，講座完畢咧，就有一個答問嘅時間啦。有一位中年嘅女士，佢舉手，佢就係一個乳癌嘅病患者啦。佢係經歷過非常之多嘅痛楚啦，同埋咧好多嘅治療啦，等等等等嘅。咁而家咧，佢雖然暫時係冇事，咁但係佢話佢好害怕。佢問法師：如果呢個病再復發嘅時候，我可以點做咧？我真係冇法子去再經歷嗰一段咁慘痛嘅治療嘅時間啦。
In the uncertainty of her health and well-being, of her life, she was terrified. What would happen if it came back?
在一切的不肯定的狀態底下，這位女士她對自己的生命、對自己的健康，她是充滿了恐懼。她經常跟自己說，如果她再回來，我怎麼辦呢？
And I replied,very succinctly. I didn't have time to go into detail. I said, Madam, what would happen if it didn't come back?
我的回答是非常之精准，因为没什么时间去讲太多东西。我就说，小姐，请问到如果这个病不回来，你又怎么呢？
She understood. It never came back, but she comes back to see me every year.
这个女士她听明我讲的话了，病没再回来，但是这位女士就每一年都回去见法师。
Why is it that when we have a crisis, when our life, when our well-being is threatened with uncertainty, why do we make what we fear more likely to happen by being afraid?
法師問一個問題，就是在一些這樣的危機的時候，一些不肯定的狀態之後，我們為什麼要用個心去整到將要發生的不好的事更加容易發生呢？
Isn't it clear that if you're clear of the cancer and you're so afraid it might come back, it might come back, it might come back, that makes you so tense, so unwell emotionally?That you are increasing the probability that that tumor returns.
其實癌細胞已經清咗啦，點解會仲咁驚咧？咁驚嘅時候就令到整個人都非常之繃緊啦，因為你好害怕，好害怕佢會翻嚟。咁於是乎對你嘅情緒咧，亦都係有影響嘅，好可能咧，亦都因為咁樣而增加呢個病咧復發嘅原因嘅。
In business.In so many other parts of your life, it's all going to go wrong, it's all going to go wrong, it's all going to go wrong, I know it. You make it wrong.
譬如做生意一樣，哎呀，我就要破產了，破產了，破產了，你就講到自己有問題了。
We create the world in a way which you can never imagine.
我哋系喺度创造我喺我哋嘅世界，嗰、那个程度系我哋无法想象噶。
What we hope for and dream for, we can make happen。
我哋希望噶，我哋梦想噶，我哋系可以让佢发生噶。
But we don't believe in dreams anymore. We're too cold, too cynical, too worn down.We don't have the inspiration to actually to do things and go places and make things happen.
但係唔知點解我哋就變到冇咧咁樣嘅信念，同埋非常之咁冷漠，非常之咁好似覺得啲事情係會負面一樣。我哋冇任何嘅靈感，讓自己係向正面嘅方面去思維。
Now in our modern world, we think that.Nothing works for us. There was a gentleman who was stuck in Northern California. His car had broken down and there was no internet coverage in the area where he broke down.
在這個現代世界，其實有很多東西都不是太過運行得很好的。在這個南加州，有一位先生他的車就是這樣是死火了。
So this gentleman was stuck for hours.In a country road in Northern California, when a farmer came by.
咁呢個人就係因為架車死火啦，咁就喺郊外咧，就幾個鐘頭咧，動彈不能啦。咁就一個農夫咧就嚟到。
Even though the farmer had lots of work to do, in traditional communities, in farms, in villages, if someone is in trouble, we will always stop to help.
雖然呢個農夫非常之忙，但係喺傳統嘅農夫嘅社團裏邊咧，佢哋無論幾忙都好咧，佢哋如果喺社團裏邊有任何人有問題咧，佢哋即刻係會幫忙嘅。
So this gentleman, this farmer, stopped. He knew a little bit about engines, car engines, and he was able to fix the problem. So the gentleman who was stuck could drive away. They shook, said thank you, and they parted.
咁呢個農夫佢識得少少整車嘅喎，咁佢就幫呢位先生搞掂咗架車，咁然後咧架車就再著翻火啦，然後咧就再攤翻著啦，咁然後個兩個就握手話啊多謝你啊，咁佢可以揸架車走。
A week later, the farmer got a letter from his bank.
一個禮拜之後，嗰個農夫嗰個銀行户口咧就有一個信，有封信。
All his farm debts, his loans, had been paid off, and a large amount of money was deposited in his credit account. And the letters said that the man who he'd helped was Mr. Bill Gates.
他發覺原來咧，呢個農夫佢哋所喺銀行裏邊欠嘅債務，全部已經償還咗啦。有一個功德主咧，幫佢哋償還咗所有嘅債務。原來咧，佢當日幫佢修理架車嗰個人咧，就係蓋茲，比爾蓋茲。
Mr. Gates could probably fix up a technical problem on your computer, but when it comes to cars, no good.
比爾蓋茲或者對電腦就好叻嘅，但係佢對虛嘅修理車咧，佢就麻麻地叻啦。
And a farmer being too busy to watch TV or Bloomberg Channel or whatever, that he didn't know who had stopped. And I do know that many celebrities apparently, they do like to get in the car and drive because it gives them a sense of freedom without any bodyguards or drivers or managers in tow. And that's what he was doing, having the drive just for a sense of freedom. Mr. Gates broke down, a farmer not knowing who was helping, helped. Uncertainty can always work to your advantage.
其實呢個農夫佢就係好忙碌咁樣睇佢嘅電視啦，做佢日常嘅嘢，根本唔知道佢幫助嗰個咧就係一個比爾蓋茨佢咁出名嘅一個億萬千萬嘅富翁咁樣樣。咁其實好多時候咧，呢啲咁嘅大富翁咧，佢都中意喺呢個郊外咧，喺冇人可以跟隨佢嘅時間裏邊咧，自由自在咁樣駕車嘅。就係喺呢一個咁唔肯定嘅時間裏邊咧，做到一啲嘢裏邊，做到啲嘢出嚟，你真係唔知道佢嘅後果會係點樣嘅。
But we do need.In all communities, a basic level of materials to actually to survive and be physically at ease. And those requisites we learn as Buddhist monks are just robes, something close to cover your body, medicines for time of sickness, a house for you, also food, a house and medicines, and what was the other one? And clothes. Just basic necessities of life. But nowadays, basic necessities include an iPhone, a TV, and many other things.
其實一個社團啦，或者一個生活嘅團體咧，根本上係佢嘅基本嘅需要嘅物質嘅支持咧，其實真係唔係好多嘅。咁譬如以一個出家眾嚟講啦，佢哋需要嘅嘢，讓佢哋能夠生存到嘅嘢，就係佢哋嘅僧袍啦，需要嘅藥物啦，當佢有病嘅時候有瓦遮頭啦，同埋有食嘅東西，就係咁簡單。唉，但係喺唔同嘅團體裏邊，今時今日咧，我哋就搞到自己所需求嘅嘢非常之多同埋複雜。例如我哋需要一個智能電話。
And that means that you don't need to be.Too afraid of whatever happens in life. As long as you have food to eat, it does not need to be the best food. Some people look at me when I talk about food. But I will tell you that this is not fat.
其實我真係唔使咁驚噶嚇。其實有嘢食嚇，有瓦遮頭就已經足夠噶啦。咁講起食咧，大家可以睇睇法師嘅前邊嗰個部位咧。咁法師話好驕傲咁樣講，嗰啲唔係脂肪嚟噶。
I have been a monk, fully ordained monk, for almost 45 years. Every year, as a monk, I practice my kindness, my compassion, my service.
我係成為咗一個全比丘戒嘅法師咧，已經係45年之多啦。咁喺每一天我做呢一個出家人嘅生活裏邊咧，我都係盡量咧去守持呢一個對一個慈悲啦，對人嘅一種和愛啦、可親啦，同埋咧係不停咁樣將我能夠做到嘅嘢咧，係貢獻俾人所有眾生嘅。
Every year, my heart gets a little bit bigger every year.Many years ago, my heart got so big, it was pushing against my rib cage. It had nowhere else to go except down and out.
就因為佢不停咁樣不停咁樣去付出啦，去給予啦，咁佢個心咧就越嚟越大啦，大到咧頂向嗰個佢嘅肋骨都唔夠位啦，一路就褪落去下邊，令到咧下邊嗰個位咧都。裝滿咗個心，個心係去咁寬廣嘅狀態嘅。
It's not fat, it's a big heart.
唔係脂肪嚟㗎，係一個寬廣嘅心啊。
And I must confess, this has happened to me. I was standing by my temple, and it was Chinese New Year, and somebody looked at me and patted my tummy for good luck.
They patted my tummy for good luck.
Oh. 法師在這裡，他是為我們說出他真實的，他就說有一次在他的寺廟裡面，是農曆新年的，中國的農曆新年，有一個善眾就走到法師那裡，是祝他好運，就拍他的肚腩的。
Please don't do that.
你們不准做啊。
But just it is a fear which kills most people.
是恐惧让很多人呢都几乎呢是去到这个不能存在的状态的。
Recently, the book before Falling is Flying was called Bare Awareness.
在我的新书之前那本书呢是叫做Bare Awareness, 即是一个赤裸的觉知。
And people ask me, why did I title the book Bare Awareness?
The word bear is the animal bear, right?
Yeah, animal bear, yeah.
英文呢它是喷了一个字的，它就是赤裸的觉知是 B-A-R-E, 但它是用 B-E-A-R, 就是个红人那个，就是一个红人，一个动物，你要做一个代替那个字的。
Bare Awareness. And it was because you knew there was going to be a bear market. So my next book must be Bull Awareness.
咁所以咧係有一個紅人嘅市場啦，即係我諗係股票嗰啲啦，係咪啊？嚇，咁啊，下一本書咧就會有關呢啲嘢噶啦。
So, in a monastery in the north of India, in the foothills of the Himalaya mountains, the old wise abbot had passed away.
在一間寺廟，在北部的印度，在喜馬拉雅山的山腳，一間寺廟裏面的住持，老的住持，他剛剛是去世的。
And they elected a new head monk to look after the monastery, but he had big sandals to fill. The old monk was very wise and very kind.
他們就選了另一位年輕的僧人是管這個寺廟的，但這個年輕的僧人有很多要去成全的東西，因為這個老的住持他是一個非常充滿智慧和慈悲的一個長者來的。
So, when it got late into the year, in late autumn, the old abbot could always predict whether it was going to be a very cold winter, an average winter, or a mild winter. Apparently, that you've had a very warm winter in Hong Kong. Did anyone predict that?
那個老法師咧，即係過咗身嗰位咧，佢好叻嘅。佢咧每年嘅秋天咧，佢就可以咧係預計咧嚇今年嘅冬天咧會係好凍啊，亦或一般凍啊，亦或咧係好暖和嘅。咁法師頭先問咧，聽講香港嘅冬天係好暖嘅，有冇人咧係預計到呢一個咁嘅現象咧
？So this was life and death matters. They asked.The new abbot, is it going to be a cold winter, a mild winter, or somewhere in between? And the new abbot, who was not as good as the old one of meditating, said, leave it with me tonight. I will tell you in the morning.
咁嗰啲寺廟裏邊嘅僧眾咧，都好想知道，好急切咁知道到底呢件事係點咧？呢個冬天會係好凍啊，一般啦，亦或係唔凍咧？咁樣樣佢就問呢個新嘅住持：你可唔可以話俾我哋聽？你可唔可以預計到咧？咁呢個新嘅住持就話：得，你讓我今晚咧，我禪修咗之後咧，我聽朝就話俾你聽。
And so that evening, when all the other monks were fast asleep, he crept up. And he got out his mobile phone I'm riding the weather bureau.
嗰一晚，佢當所有嘅僧眾咧都瞓咗覺嘅時候咧，呢個新嘅主持就攞咗佢個智能電話出嚟咧，就開始查下啦。
He got through to the professor, the one in charge of the weather in that area, and asked him anonymously. He said, "What do you think about the winter? Is it going to be mild, cold, or extremely cold?" And the professor said.It's going to be a cold winter.
於是乎咧，佢好叻喎，佢就咧用無名氏嘅身份咧，就問一個係天氣專家一個教授，就問：請問教授，今年嘅冬天會係好凍啊，一般咧，抑或好暖咧？咁個教授就話：嗯，將會係好凍嘅冬天。
So the sifu, the abbot, got all the monks together and said, "It's going to be a cold winter. You better get out and collect lots of firewood."And they spend a whole week getting as much firewood as possible to store in the monastery for a cold winter.
於是乎，第二朝佢就召集咗所有嘅僧眾，就話：我哋要準備一個嚴寒嘅冬天，請你哋去森林搜集呢個樹、呢個木啦，等我哋可以準備度過呢個嚴寒嘅冬天。咁整個寺廟咧就充滿咗呢個木啦。
So the next morning, the monks were getting tired. Is there enough? He said, "Leave it with me tonight, and I will tell you."
咁於是乎做咗日嘅辛苦嘅工作，嗰啲僧眾就話：咁夠未啊，師傅？師傅話：得，你俾今晚我，聽朝話俾你聽。
So the following that night, he rang up the professor again. Hey, has it changed? Is it still going to be a cold winter? And the professor said, "The signs are it's going to be very cold winter." So he told the monks in the morning, "You better go and collect some more firewood."
咁嗰晚佢又揾到個教授，係咪真係好凍咧？教授話：係啊，好凍。於是乎第二朝咧，佢就再召集僧眾，再去搜集多啲嘅木啦。
And they all thought it was the new monk's psychic powers.
所有嘅僧眾都相信係呢一個即係新嘅住持咧，一啲係非自然嘅能力，能夠見到咁嚴寒嘅冬天嘅。
And so when they collected another week, they asked the head monk again.Is this enough? And he rang up the professor again in secret, so he didn't know who was calling. And how's it going? I said, "Oh, this is going to be a very cold winter." So in the morning, he said, "My powers," he never said it was telecommunication powers, "my powers say it's going to be an extremely cold winter. You better go and get some more firewood."
咁經過成兩個禮拜之後嘅一個苦工。攞咗好多木材翻嚟之後咧，佢又嗰啲僧眾又問嗰個住持，咁夠未咧嚇？住持又繼續以個無名氏問個教授，教授係咪真係好凍咧？教授話係啊，將會好凍。於是乎第二朝嗰個真嘅住持就同所有嘅僧眾講：以我嘅超自然嘅能力，我係見到係會非常之凍嘅。
So those monks they work so hard, getting every piece of firewood, stacking it everywhere. They said, "Surely, Sifu, this must be enough." He said, "Leave it with me tonight."
於是乎，佢哋繼續去森林度攞木，攞到好多翻嚟，就同師傅講：話師傅，肯定夠啦啩？今次師傅就話：得，你俾今晚我聽日話俾你聽。
And so, late at night, when all the other monks were asleep, the Sifu got on the telephone, rang the professor, and said, "How's it becoming?" Is it going to be a cold winter? And the professor said, "I've never seen anything like this. This is going to be extremely cold, one of the coldest winters ever."
當晚咧，佢又繼續咁樣係當啲僧人瞓曬覺，佢又再用無名氏打電話俾教授，而家情況點樣？有冇轉變？教授話：我從來未見過，真係有一個非常之嚴寒嘅冬天哦。
And the professor answers, "I'm pretty sure it's going to be extremely cold. How do you know?" And the professor said, "Because all those holy sifus in the monastery have been collecting wood like crazy people."
咁個主持就問咧：教授，你點知會咁嚴寒咧？咁個教授話：好明顯啊，因為嗰個寺院嗰啲僧人咧，每日都要去攞啲木，肯定佢哋知道咧呢個冬天係會好嚴寒。如果唔係，佢點會攞咁多木咧？
And someone told me that is how Wall Street works.
有人話俾我聽咧，咁樣就係華爾街佢哋嘅運作嘅情況，同樣嘅情況嚟啦。
Sometimes fear fear it's going to be an extreme. So against that, we have hope.
所以很多時候我們說恐懼真的可以去到非常之嚴峻、非常之嚴重的狀態的，但是相反來說呢，我們是有希望的。另外一面來看，
Even hope, it gives us energy, it gives us something to do, it gives us a future. If we get negative, it gives us depression, it pollutes all of our relationships, all of our life, that negativity, that is what causes the problems. Not uncertainty, but the negativity.
所以相反来讲，希望是充满了能量的，它可以让我们做一些事，可以让我们去为我们的将来去做到很多很多的事情。相反来讲，一些负面的情绪，一些负面 的态度呢，带来的只是一些严重的忧郁和恐惧，它会染污晒我们自己的心态，染污晒我们和所有人的关系，染污晒我们的生命。其实这个所谓的问题就会这样产生呢，是不关这个无常或者不肯定事，是因为我们的心态是负面，是充满恐惧的原因的。
Some doctor, a researcher once told me of one of the best blood types a person can have. You know the best blood type of the five blood groups? B positive.
在很多的醫生呢，他們做了很多的研究裡面，在五種的血型裡面，大家知不知道哪種的血型是最好的呢？這個譯不到的，因為呢是 B 加 B positive， 但在英文來說就是 BE positive， 即是讓我們停留在一個正面的態度的意思。
OK, so now I have to be positive and open the floor for questions.And answers and complaints.
咁在座有任何嘅問題、任何嘅投訴、任何嘅唔知道嘅嘢、任何嘅憂慮咧，就喺呢度咧，法師為大家開放呢個問答嘅時間噶。
So far, thank you for listening.
到到而家，好多謝大家嘅聆聽。
Ajahn Brahm, thanks for the wonderful talk. My question for you is that can fear be productive and useful in terms of mobilizing us for good and adequate preparation for disaster?
問題是恐懼會不會是有這個作用的呢，會產生作用，可以讓我們能夠呢是更加準備好呢，是一些為一些不是那麼好的狀況呢作出好好的準備呢，會不會有這個作用呢？恐懼
First of all, I would never call it disaster. I would always be prepared for the unexpected.
首先我不會用災難來形容所謂的一些不好的狀況，因為這個字呢實在很負面的。
There are such things of what they call natural disasters. They happen in life. So we are aware of them. And we do what we can with them. But never call them disasters before they've happened.
當然有一些是所謂的自然災難、災禍，這些事情是會發生的。我們要做的就是我們知道這些事情是會發生，而當它發生的時候，我們去處理，去作出這個種種的安排。但是當它未發生的時候，我們不需要叫它做災難的。
Sometimes you see natural disasters like tsunamis and cyclones.And they give opportunity for people to go to those areas, rebuild homes. And it does not matter whether there was a Muslim area which has been devastated. People from all different parts of life, all different faiths and religions and no religions, we all come to help. We have these wonderful moments when we see people breaking down barriers of rich and poor, of male and female, old and young, this religion or that religion. Break those barriers down and we help one another. It brings to mind so-called disasters what's really important in our life. Not the differences which separate us, but the humanity which connects us.
有好多的自然災難，例如好似是海嘯，或者大的風暴等等，其實他們一方面是給我們非常之多的機會，讓我們離開我們的安樂窩，我們平時覺得很舒服的地方，甚至在世界上不同地方、不同信仰、不同習俗的人都可以同一時間立刻出來互相幫助的，一個非常之美好的一個時間，讓我們將我們的平日箍住我們的界限，能夠打破，無論你是有 錢，你是窮的，你是不同的宗教，你是男是女，種種都不會有這些界限去阻住我們，我們更加可以融為一體。所以換句話講，這些自然災難對我們來講是非常之重要的。
To explain what a positive attitude is, that there was a time when many aircraft were being blown up over conflict zones. And I was going to be flying over that conflict zone in the next couple of days. And some of my followers wanted me to cancel my flight. And they said, well, what will happen to you if you get blown up at 36,000 feet? And I told them the advantages of dying in aircraft explosion at 36,000 feet. Number one, your cremation is on the spot. With no fees, and your ashes get scattered over the ground, all in one. Number two, you know that sometimes how much it costs to organize a funeral service? This one, your family gets some money from it. And number three, the best, if you die at 36,000 feet, you're so close to heaven, it's easy to go the rest of the way.
所謂的正面的態度就是一個例子，譬如曾經法師要在一些比較麻煩的領空坐飛機，其實很多他的朋友和曾眾都說法師不如你不要去坐過飛機，因為很危險，萬一如果你在空中爆炸怎麼辦，你就會死，法師就說如果你可以在36,000呎的高空死亡是有四個好處的，一，你的逃避是可以立即發生的，而且是不用 錢的，即是火葬。第二就是你的所謂你的那些灰就可以立即可以散貨去世界各地的地方，還有你的喪禮不單止不用付錢，人家會付錢你。第四就是因為你這麼高，36,000呎，你是離開這個天界會近一點的。
This is not making light or lessening the pain people feel when these things happen. What is taking away is actually the fear and the negativity and this terrible anger which we feel at one another when something goes wrong. That is what I'm concerned about in our world. Blaming one another, just finding fault with this person or that person. When I was, used to follow football, by the way, my team kept on getting relegated. So that's one of the reasons I left the world and became a monk. But I would always criticize the people playing on the football field. I said, my old grandma could kick a ball straighter than you guys. But then I played football myself and realized how hard it was. It's easy to criticize, to blame, to find fault, just when you're looking on. When you're right in there, in the middle of things, it's so difficult to please people, to be kind to people, and actually to even do the impossible. It doesn't mean you don't try, but then you don't criticize either.
當然法師俾嘅例子，雖然我哋大家都覺得好幽默，係咪？但係嗰個重點唔係話遇到呢啲咁嘅災難性嘅時候，我哋係一笑置之，絕對唔係咁嘅用意嘅。其實佢嘅用意就係希望我哋能夠喺咁嘅狀況底下，拎走嗰啲唔需要嘅恐懼，嗰啲唔需要嘅憤怒，對呢啲事件嘅一啲負面嘅睇法。而同樣咧，因為咁樣嘅，我哋冇咗呢啲負面嘅東西咧，我哋就唔會好似平時咁樣好中意去埋怨喺呢個世界上，我哋好多時候呢個就係出現咗問題。就是當有事情發生的時候，我們很快就會去埋怨、去批評、去批判。法師說他對英國的足球隊都曾經有過一段時間的批評，覺得人家很渣、踢球不夠直諸如此類。但是如果自己真的不去嘗試過去踢個球的時候，你根本不知道這件事是多麼困難的。所以我們要看到自己那種的習性，喜歡去批評、批判、去埋怨這個習性，這個就是我們聽法師說的故事學到的一些東西了。
OK, so thank you for the question.
很多謝你的問題。
Yeah, sometimes we are controlled by negative thoughts.
Negative thoughts, yes.
Yeah, and our body will control us to keep to think it loop and loop and loop non-stop. And so we build our confidence to against it and be positive.So, but sometimes we are not humble enough. So, how to balance that? Please inspire me. Thank you.
Translate that. 呢位先生佢嘅問題咧，就係話咧，好多時候我哋我哋個心啦，同埋你嘅身體咧，都會有一種嘅好負面嘅嘢。有時係讓我哋控制唔到，佢自然就會引領到我哋去一個比較負面嘅狀態啊，咁樣樣嘅。咁好多時候我哋呢啲咁嘅情況出現咧，我哋都係會嘗試去用我哋嘅我哋嘅信心啦，用我哋嘅智慧咧，正面咧去對治佢嘅，希望可以。找尋到呢個係解決嘅方法，咁但係有時覺得自己咧真係唔夠謙卑啊，咁所以請問法師點樣可以平衡到係能夠既有信心又唔好過分呢個係自驕傲咧？咁係咪咁嘅意思啊
？One of the books which I wrote was translated into German, and the title was "The Elephant That Lost Its Happiness." The book was translated into German and became called The Elephant That Lost Its Happiness.
Your book?
Yeah.
佢有其中一本書咧，係喺法師一本書裏邊咧，有一個係翻譯喺德文裏邊咧，就係個書名就成為咗咧呢個大笨象如何失去佢嘅快樂。
An elephant in India many centuries ago was like Rolls Royces.This is what people use to travel through the jungle. And the king just had this amazing state-of-the-art elephant who was so strong and well-behaved. But in the space of a few days, the elephant became very nasty, disobedient, and negative.
大笨象咧喺印度嚟講咧係一個好似而家我哋嘅勞斯萊斯咁巴閉嘅，尤其是嗰啲非常之好靚嘅種啊咁樣啦。咁喺呢個王國嗰啲皇帝啊、國家重要嘅軍官啊，都會坐呢一個係大笨象咧喺嗰個森林裏邊咧係行走嘅。咁有一次咧就係呢個大笨象咧就過咗幾日之後，突然之間就變到非常之差勁，同埋發曬脾氣咧，就唔想做嘢咁樣。
Even when the king was right behind the elephant would pass wind. You know that in Sri Lanka, they have these processions, and one day in Kandy, I had to walk behind the elephant. It was one of the scariest times of my life. Just, one passing of wind, you know how big an elephant is? Wow, you pass out.
咁咧，呢個曳好曳嘅大象咧，佢就咧竟然咧喺即係當皇帝喺佢後邊嘅時候咧，佢竟然咧放屁嘅。咁咧，法師都有呢個經驗嘅。喺斯里蘭卡咧，佢哋有一個咁樣嘅儀式咧，就係企喺嘅。Seriously, you were behind the elephant.
Right behind. Behind its rear end.
法師咧同樣咧就好似個皇帝咁咧，就企喺嗰個大笨象嗰個屁股後邊嘅。咁佢好驚好驚，如果個大笨象真係即係刺激佢一個放屁嘅話咧，就佢會暈低嘅。
But this elephant would do that in front of the king. So one of the king's ministers investigated, found out the elephant wasn't sick, so stayed out by the elephant's stall at night time, and found out that behind the elephant's stall, some really bad gang of men would meet every evening to see who they could beat up, who they could rob, who they could get money from their bad loans. And even though the elephant could not understand human language, could still understand the bad energies coming from that gang of robbers. And that is what the elephant picked up and became a bad elephant.
呢、这個皇帝嘅侍者就覺得哇，搞錯呢、这個大笨象喺皇帝面前放屁，於是乎佢睇下會唔會係呢個大笨象生病咧咁，於是乎咧佢就夜晚去調查一下啦，就睇下呢個大笨象住嘅地方咧有冇咩問題咁，佢發現嗰個好重要嘅一件事情就係、是、原來喺呢個大笨象住嘅地方後邊咧就係、是、有一班咧壞人啦，成日喺度開會嘅喎，開會咧佢哋講咧邊幾時去劈友啊、打人啊、去收債啊，種種種。雖然大笨象佢聽唔明人嗰個語言啦，但係佢都感受到呢啲咁樣咁唔好嘅東西，於是乎個大笨象咧就有啲唔好嘅影響啦。
So the minister had all of those bad people arrested and replaced them by holy sifus who would chant and meditate and read lovely dhamma every evening, and soon the elephant got influenced by the kindness of those sifu and became a lovely elephant again. So if you have, say, a husband or a wife who's getting a little bit sort of negative, you send them to the temple and after 1 week they become new, refined, happy, recharged husband or wife. It's called like servicing, like you're servicing your car. Fine tune your partner.
咁嗰個侍者咧，佢就諗到個方法啦，佢就捉曬嗰班壞人，唔准佢哋喺大笨象後邊嗰個位嗰度咧開會討論，反而咧佢擺請一啲非常之神聖、非常之清淨嘅法師們喺度喺嗰度禪修啦、念誦啦，做啲非常之好好嘅修法喺度。咁於是乎咧，個大笨象久而久之就得到呢啲正面嘅影響，就變咗個非常之咁仁慈同埋充滿愛心嘅大笨象。各位朋友，如果你有個太太或者先生咧有呢個同樣嘅問題咧，你不妨請佢去一個住廟度咧住一兩個星期咧，出到嚟咧佢就好似喺去汽車維修咁樣咧就維修咗噶啦。佢翻到嚟咧就係充滿咗呢個愛咧，同埋咧就已經係充電，成為咗一個咧係有正能量嘅人噶。
So that is why just hang out with kind, good, gentle people, and you become positive again.And once your body is positive, it affects your mind as well. That becomes positive. It's sometimes we have so much negativity and criticism that you feel you'll never be good enough. So you are more than good enough. And are you married yet? You got a partner? Yes? No? Well, I've just given him a stamp of guarantee, a kind, good, young man. So, any offers? Go for it.
所以法師話，如果同一啲正能量嘅、充滿愛心嘅、慈悲嘅、 好嘅一啲行為嘅喺埋一齊咧，唔單止我哋嘅行為會受到影響啦，我哋嘅心都變成咧係有正面嘅能量嘅。咁所以咧，其實我哋喺一個負面嘅情緒底下咧，實在係太長嘅時間啦。好多時候我哋都不知不覺咁咧就作出呢個批評，包括咧係批評自己嘅。咁在座呢位先生嘅問題咧，其實你已經係非常之好噶啦，你係一個已經係標準嘅年輕嘅好嘅伴侶。咁法師就問大家有冇興趣？
I think you already kind of answered my question, but I figured might as well ask. I just want to say I really like your quote about this too will pass. Shows about you know the uncertainty in life. And I really like the quote you said about you know Wall Street. I guess that kind of reflects human sentiment. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. How you talked about you know how to stay hopeful even during uncertainty. I guess my question is.How do you maintain that hope during the good and bad times?
Okay, you're asking especially to sum it up, how you keep that hope in the bad times.
咁呢位先生咧，好欣賞法師所講嘅有關華爾街嘅運作情況啊，同埋咧係我哋嘅情緒嘅正面同埋負面各方面嘅例子同埋故事，佢都好欣賞噶。咁個問題就係我哋點樣可以維持到一個有希望同埋正面嘅一個對於生命嘅態度咧？咁樣。
It is by not taking the good times for granted, not feeling you're entitled to always have good times. So in the good times, it doesn't mean we can just relax.And party. In the good times, yes, you can enjoy your life, but also please continue on knowing that it won't last forever. So we don't feel entitled.
答案就是我哋唔好當所謂嘅順境咧係必然會發生嘅，唔好有呢咁樣嘅認為啦。因為當然啦，喺好嘅順境嘅時光裏邊，我哋可以放鬆，我哋係可以去享受去欣賞嘅。但係我哋唔好太過咧係完全係放鬆，同埋完全咧覺得呢樣嘢係會必然發生。相反地咧，當我哋係享受緊呢個順境嘅時候咧，我哋要話俾自己聽，我知道呢個咁美好嘅順境咧，佢係唔會永遠存在嘅。
And when it turns, when the bad times come, we expect them. And when we expect them, we don't think that something has gone wrong, and go blaming governments, economies, global whatever.We spend waste too much time blaming and not enough time doing. And especially that old saying of to save money for a rainy day. I learned that in England because it was always raining. But now the weather's changed, there's more sunny days, more drought in England. That's why they've lost so much money.They haven't saved anything for the rainy day. That's not any joke.
咁所以咧喺我哋同樣地啦，如果遇到一啲逆境啊唔好嘅情況出現喺我哋嘅生命嘅時候咧，我哋都知道其實都預咗啦，呢啲事情係會嚟噶嘛。當你預咗嘅時候，你當時嘅態度就唔會一種非常之咁覺得咧，哎呀呢一切咧都非常之差勁啦，好糟糕啦，開始咧就開始埋怨啦，埋怨呢個社會，埋怨政府，埋怨呢個經濟，埋怨種種種種，而且咧係唔識得去點樣去面對呢啲情況，正如一句説話講，我哋咧係喺落雨嘅時候咧，我哋要係喺天好嘅好天嘅時候，我哋落雨嘅時候儲翻啲錢咧，等到咧係冇雨落嘅時候。但可惜有時候咧，即係太多嘅晴天咁樣，呢個係一個笑話嚟嘅。
The message I took away from the sharing of the elephant is the environment is very important surrounding even an elephant, not to mention a human being. But what if the environment is negative?How do you keep a compassionate mind and heart when you're in a negative environment? Thank you.
嗰個問題就係咧，頭先法師講過大笨象嗰個即係生活嘅環境咧，都對佢有正面同埋負面嘅影響嘅噃。咁但係如果喺一啲負面嘅情況底下，一啲好唔好嘅嘅環境底下，我哋點可以保持一個慈悲同埋仁慈嘅心咧？
One of the executives, chief executives in Singapore, who is quite well known, I should not mention his name, at a Buddhist conference on Buddhism and business, he was saying so many people would complain that their work experience was not a happy one. And so he asked everybody, how many, and I ask you now, how many of you go to work every morning with the intention as part of your what you're going to do today is to make at least one person in your company happy, to be kind to them? And I must admit, I was the only one to put my hand up.
咁喺新加坡有一個非常之高級嘅行政長官咧嚇，佢係曾經係參與法師都喺度嘅一個佛教嘅一個研討會嘅。咁呢個研討會咧係講呢個佛教同埋呢個做生意啊、經濟啊咁樣樣嘅關係嘅。咁嗰個長官佢就提出一樣嘢，就係話咧，其實發覺咧好多啲工作嘅單位裏邊嘅工作嘅環境咧都係唔開心嘅。咁法師就喺呢度喺當時佢就問咗一個問題大家議會的人士就話：你哋有哪一位每一日翻工嘅時候，你哋定下一個目標，今日我要讓喺我工作坊裏邊有一個人開心嘅呢？但係冇乜人舉手，只係法師自己舉手。
So take responsibility for the solution. Go in there in the morning and say something kind or something nice, or do something kind and nice, unexpected to somebody to make the work experience more positive.And this is not being stupid, this is great for business. Don't go over the top and smile at everybody. But, you know, if you're in business, you have to sometimes criticize people. But what we do, I was surprised that people haven't heard this, the sandwich method. Sandwich method is, if you've got to give somebody, you know, somefeedback that they're not performing, be kind first of all. That's the bread in the top layer of the sandwich. Point out all the wonderful things, you know, in your wife, you know, in a wonderful, how wonderful a mother she is to your children, and how devoted she is, and how lucky you are to have married someone like that. That's the first slice of bread. And then you put in the filling.But you're spending too much on the credit card, and look, we can't afford this. And the last bit is underneath, but, you know, I love you and kind, and then I know expenses are important. So you're kind, first of all, and positive, which means people open their ears to you, and then you can give them the feedback, and then underneath all of that is reassuring them that they are respected, they're loved, they're cared for.Which is why you give them the feedback.
咁所以其實喺一啲負面嘅工作環境裏邊咧，我哋要主動地自己有一個責任咧，係去將嗰個環境咧，係將佢變轉變嘅。例如我哋會諗住翻工啦，我哋講一啲比較好聽嘅説話啦，仁慈嘅説話，對人有尊重嘅説話啦，咁樣樣。咁當然啦，我哋唔係話要成日都依開棚牙咁對住人，唔需要咁樣嘅。但係我哋係適量地去講一啲好嘅説話，令人哋耳朵聽嚟順耳嘅説話，其實係一件非常之有作用的行為嚟嘅。好多時候我哋當然在工作裏面我哋又要對人哋有一些回饋啊，話俾我哋嘅下屬聽，譬如佢有啲咩做得唔好啊，又或者可以話俾我哋嘅先生太太聽咧，佢有啲乜嘢咧係你覺得咧係需要改進嘅咁樣。咁法師就問你有冇聽過呢個三文治嘅方法咧？就係點樣去同人哋講一啲佢初佢或者唔好中意聽嘅説話咧？就係三文治頭嗰塊咪就係麵包嚟嘅。 咁個麵包咧就係首先咧講一啲咧你真係其實你真係幾係幾你真係好好啊！我好感謝你喺我間公司度，或者咧係我好真係覺得咧，我娶咗你做太太，或者嫁咗俾做老公咧，我都覺得你係非常之幸福嘅。咁你即係對佢仁慈啲先，對佢有尊重啲先。咁然後咧就三文治個餡啦，你就開始講。不過咧，太太啊，你其實咧嗰個 credit card 咧就唔使碌咁多嘅，咁即係其實咧可以咧都少啲嘅，咁樣可以講俾佢聽啦。因為我哋嘅經濟咧其實都唔係話咁寬鬆嘅，咁但係跟住下邊嗰塊麵包就嚟啦，你就話咁，但係不過咧，唉，其實錢對我哋嚟講係唔重要嘅，你同我嘅愛咧係更加重要嘅，我係尊重你嘅。咁嘅時候咧，對方知道你係尊重佢同埋愛佢嘅時候，佢講嘅嘢咧，就聽得入耳咯。
Very good， 好好。
Hi, Master. Many people around me, when they are faced with the changes and the uncertainty, they are very worried and they panic. They start to make bad assumptions on the others, and current case is the school is going through some changes, and there are many people who, cannot keep their calm and start to fight each other, etc. I really want to help them. How can I? I try to actively listen, but it seems that it's not enough. Thank you.
This 位女士咧，佢問法師咧，就係好多時候咧，佢發覺咧，人咧係面對轉變啦，面對無常啦，面對唔肯定咧，係好多恐懼啦，同埋好多嘅驚恐嘅狀態嘅。譬如佢舉個例子就係而家，譬如喺香港嘅一啲學校嘅制度裏邊咧，有好多好多嘅轉變啦。咁發覺咧，從事教育嘅人士咧，佢哋係唔能夠保持冷靜啦，同埋咧反而咧係會大家互相咧係爭鬥啊，種種咁樣嘅情況。呢位女士佢話：我係好願意，希望可以能夠幫助呢個情況。我曾經嘗試咧係好正面咁樣樣去聆聽啊佢哋心裏邊嘅説話啦，咁但係就發覺好似都唔係好足夠。請問法師，我可以再做多啲乜嘢呢
？You cannot solve other people's problems. That would be sometimes taking away the meaning of their lives. But you can be there and just support them.Because them, you, there's a little anecdote which conveys the meaning that whenever, now I am privileged to do a blessing for two people getting married, I look at the first person in the eye and tell them from this moment on, now you are a married woman, you must never think of yourself.And then I look at the groom, the boy, and say, now you're a married man, you must not think of yourself from this moment on. And still keeping eye contact with the boy, I say, from this moment on, you must not think of that girl, your wife, anymore. And looking at the new bride, from this moment on, you must not think of your husband.And I pause while people try and figure this crazy monk out. And I said, when you're married, you must never think of yourself nor your partner. You must only think of us. It's a third option. You're a team. Later on, when you have children, you don't think of just the two of you. It's the three of you, the four of you, the five of you, your parents.Like a company, like a business, like a community, like an island, like a land, like a country. It's never about me, it's never about you, it's always about us. And if your friend, your colleagues, you can tell them that story, we're in this together. So I sink with you, I swim with you,I fly with you. If you understand that, all these barriers between peoples, the seas, do not divide us. The oceans connect us. That's what joins China, Hong Kong, even with far off Australia. The oceans, they lap around our shores. And this is how we connect. We're in this together. Just like in a marriage. Never about me, never about you, always about us. This takes it to another. You're not helping and telling another person what to do. You're with them.
我哋唔好嘗試去為他人嘅問題去幫人哋解決問題，好多時候太過著意去幫人哋解決問題，可能係將人哋喺生命裏邊嘅某一啲嘅意義咧係拎走咗嘅。其實我哋需要做嘅嘢，只係需要我哋。 俾佢知道我哋喺佢旁邊支持緊佢，我哋同佢喺埋一齊。法師咧好多時候佢會咧新結婚嘅新人咧係祝福啦。咁佢會望住嗰個新娘嘅眼睛，望住個新郎嘅眼睛就話：你從今以後唔可以諗起嗰位男仔，你從今以後唔可以諗起嗰位女仔。咁嗰個新人咧就唔知佢講咩，望住佢啦。佢嘅意思就係話咧，從今以後你哋都唔可以，我哋唔需要再將你我之分啊，要用。 我哋一齊，我哋呢個整體嚟到去諗我哋嘅將來。到後來我哋有細佬哥嘅時候咧，都係無論有五個、六個家庭成員都好啦，都係我哋。我哋成為一個社團，成為甚至乎成為一個國家咁樣嘅一種嘅思維方式，而唔再分開你我之分嘅。同樣地，我哋對於朋友咧，我哋嘅同事咧，我哋都只係需要俾佢知道，我係同你喺埋一齊嘅。我知道你經歷緊一啲好唔開心嘅事。 嘅事情，但係我係支持緊你，我係俾到你嘅幫助。如果有需要嘅話，我係幫助到你。咁樣嘅話，人與人之間就唔會再有太多嘅隔膜。正如一個海洋咁，海洋可以將人同埋人隔開，但係同樣海洋都可以人同人咧係連結喺埋一齊嘅。只要我哋係諗我哋嘅時候咧，無論你係一個婚姻裏邊，或者係一個公司裏邊，或者係同朋友嘅一個社團裏邊咧，只要我哋用我哋呢一個心態嘅話，
你嘅經歷緊痛苦時刻嘅朋友咧，就會得到你嘅支持同埋幫助㗎啦。And my question is very simple. My boyfriend is very afraid of about investment. He's not willing to invest in any money in the stock because His father lost much money before, so how can I help him to eliminate the fearness?
He should invest his money in you.
Look,
there is a very... Is your boyfriend here? Okay, good. There's a very easy way to get your boyfriend to do whatever you want. To get your boyfriend to do whatever you want.
一個好容易嘅方法，讓你嘅男朋友你要佢做咩都得㗎。
Now, Buddhist psychology is very powerful. So, when you see your boyfriend, you just say, I really think, you know, you should invest some of the money in this particular type of business or stocks. It's got good potential. He'll say, no, no. Shh, be quiet. A couple of weeks later, when he's forgotten everything you said, tell him again, I think you should invest that money in that particular industry or investment. Because, you know, even banks go bust. So I think you should invest it in here. He said, no. And then be a third time, after he's forgotten, but don't push it. Otherwise he will guess you're up to something. And after about three times, he will probably come up to you and say, "Now, darling, I think we should invest this money in that particular stock." It's how advertising works. You get under their radar. You don't push it, and so you implant it into his brain and mind. But in some cultures, because you tell him to, on principle, he won't. They say that in Sri Lanka, in that part of Asia, when you get married, you're like an elephant. Two front feet, two back feet. And because of the culture, the front feet of an elephant has to be a man. The back feet has to be the woman. But they tell me in Sri Lanka, elephants always walk backwards. I might get into trouble for that.
法師話有一個方法好容易咧，係可以讓你嘅男朋友聽話嘅，就係你啊重複咁同佢講啊，你投資喺呢度啦，咁跟住就唔好再講啦，講咗佢話唔得唔得唔投資咁樣，然後你等一陣間時間，你再講，然後就再做第三次，咁咧過咗之後咧，可能有一次咧，但係你唔好去勉強佢喎，咁然後有一次咧，佢突然間會同你講：親愛的，我哋好唔好擺錢喺嗰度咧？咁樣，咁點解佢突然間會轉念咧？呢個咧就係廣告嘅效應啦。好多時候呢啲廣告，我哋見得多咧，就落咗去我哋嘅潛意識嗰度，唔知點解咧，我哋就會中意咗嗰樣嘢噶啦。咁同樣地咧，我哋只係需要去慢慢將呢個意識咧擺喺佢嘅心裏邊咧，慢慢咧佢就會發芽噶啦，就唔需要太過勉強佢嘅咁樣。以下嗰個咧就關於斯里蘭卡大笨象，我試下翻啦，就係咧佢話咧結婚的時候咧，就係、是大笨象個前腳咧就係、是、男眾啦，後嗰兩隻腳係女眾啦，咁即係表示係男人咧就係叻啲啦，咁但係佢估唔到咧，嗰只喺嗰度嘅大笨象咧係褪後行噶，咁即係我。
有請梁家齊先生。以及所有廣正心嚴慈善基金的朋友，各自國際香港基金會的所有朋友前來這裡和法師禮一個大合照。Thank you everyone for coming tonight. 最後亦都要最重要嘅就係感謝大家嘅到嚟。